You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Yesterday, we spoke about extreme discipline. It's the hard truth that some don't want to accept and would love to escape, but there are no shortcuts for working your plan. If you want to see exponential results, if you want to actually reach goals instead of just talking about it, sweat equity is a powerful tool, and it is still one of the very best ways to move forward and towards success. But first, we have to make sure that you really have a goal. Today's podcast episode is Goals versus Dreams. Sometimes we might think we have a goal or goals, but what we really have is an idea, a thought, or a dream. I think one of the challenges in discovering or discerning the difference is that dreams and goals are often used interchangeably, but there is a distinct difference between the two. Dreams are typically more abstract and may not have a clear path to achieving them. They are often seen as aspirations or desires that might seem out of reach. It's definitely the starting point, though, for all motivation, all innovation. What can be goals in the future are usually dreams now. However, it's not the same thing. A property, characteristic, or component of something does not make it that thing. On the other hand, goals are more concrete and specific. They are measurable and have a defined timeline for achievement. Goals require planning, action, and commitment in order to be accomplished. While dreams can inspire us and give us something to strive for, it is important to set goals in order to turn those dreams into reality. Goals provide direction and focus, helping us break down our dreams into manageable steps that we can work towards achieving. In this way, goals serve as the bridge between our dreams and our accomplishments. Many get stuck in the dream phase because they might not believe they actually have the skills, connections, time, talent, money, or insert any other objection you can think of that will certainly stop forward action. There is also the fact that dreaming allows us to escape reality and imagine a better future without having to put in the hard work and effort required to start to turn those dreams into reality. It's comfortable and safe to stay in the dream phase where we can envision all the possibilities without facing any of the challenges or obstacles that may come with pursuing those dreams. However, staying in this phase for too long can prevent us from taking action and making progress towards our goal. It's important to move beyond dreaming and start taking concrete steps towards turning our dreams into reality, even if it means facing difficulties and uncertainties along the way. Only then can we truly achieve our full potential and live the life we've always imagined. How can you know if you really do have a goal and not just a pipe dream? Here are 6 ways to tell the difference. 1. Specificity. Dreams are often vague and general, while actionable goals are specific and measurable. If you can clearly define what you want to achieve and how you will measure success, it is likely a goal. Specificity is key in turning dreams into reality. By breaking down your dreams into specific actionable goals, you're able to create a roadmap for success. This allows you to track your progress, make adjustments as needed, and stay motivated along the way. Without specificity, dreams can remain just that, distant aspirations that never come to fruition. So next time you catch yourself dreaming big, remember, you need to turn those dreams into concrete goals by adding specificity and measurability. Number two, time frame. Goals have a time frame for completion, while dreams may be open-ended or far off in the future. Setting a realistic timeline for achieving your desired outcomes can help determine if it is a goal or just a dream. Setting a deadline also helps you prioritize your time and resources effectively, as you are forced to focus on what needs to be done in order to meet the target date. Additionally, having a clear deadline can hold you accountable and push you to stay committed to your goals, even when faced with obstacles or distractions. Ultimately, establishing a specific time frame for your goals can increase your chances of success and bring your dreams closer to reality. Number three, do you have an action plan? Goals require a clear action plan outlining the steps needed to reach them. If you have identified the necessary actions and are actively working towards them, it is likely a goal. However, simply just having a plan is not enough. It's important to regularly review and adjust the actions so that you can stay on track and ensure progress towards the goal. Number four, accountability. Goals often involve holding yourself accountable for progress and results. Dreams don't have an accountability factor because they are wishes, but not a necessity. Sharing your goals with others, tracking your progress, and adjusting your approach as needed can help differentiate between dream and goal. Monitoring your progress is key. Number five, relevance. Goals are typically aligned with your values, your priorities, and your long-term aspirations. If your desired outcome is meaningful to you and fits within the bigger picture of your life, it's likely a goal. Dreams, on the other hand, may be more abstract and disconnected from your core values and priorities. Number six, commitment. Achieving goals requires dedication, effort, and perseverance. If you're willing to put in the work and make sacrifices in order to reach your desired outcomes, it is a strong indicator that you have set an actionable goal rather than just a fleeting dream. As stated previously, everything starts with an idea, a thought, a dream. To determine if your dream merits being turned into an actionable goal, ask yourself if achieving this outcome would bring you closer to living a fulfilling and purposeful life. If you knew when you were leaving planet Earth, would not accomplishing XYZ goal be just a soul-crushing regret for you? If the answer is yes, then it is really likely that a dream that you have is worth your time and energy and resources in making into a scalable goal worth pursuing. If not, it may be more of a dream that can inspire you, but may not necessarily lead to tangible results. There's nothing wrong with that. Not at all. Not all dreams are suitable to pursue. If you don't have the deep in your heart passion to pursue it, then don't. They can still be inspiring and can motivate you to do other things and or even energize someone else. Yes, sometimes your dream is the lightning rod for someone else's ambition. That's an amazing thing to be able to say, don't you think? For those that are sure that they have an actionable goal or goals in hand, please listen to podcast episode number 11, Purpose, and podcast episode number 12, Goals, for further clarity. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review, follow, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and every podcast episode on my blog, DoThisFirst.life. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving
champion in you. I see a champion in you.